Damn, they canceled my Visa. Oh, yay, a new MasterCard.
Uh-oh.
What?
I was going to get my mail.
Okay. Are you hoping to get it telepathically?
I think you mean telekinetically. And no. I just wasn't sure of the proper protocol now that you and Leonard are no longer having coitus.
Oh. God, can we please just say no longer seeing each other?
Well, we could if it were true. But as you live in the same building, you see each other all the time. The variable which has changed is the coitus.
Okay, here's the protocol. You and I are still friends, and you stop saying coitus.
Good. Good. I'm glad we're still friends.
Really?
Oh, yes. It was a lot of work to accommodate you in my life. I'd hate for that effort to have been in vain.
Right.
Just to be clear, do I have to stop saying coitus with everyone, or just you?
Everyone.
Harsh terms. But all right, I'll just substitute intercourse.
Great.
Or fornication. But that has judgmental overtones, so I'll hold that in reserve.
So, how you been?
Well, my existence is a continuum, so I've been what I am at each point in the implied time period.
You're just coitusing with me, aren't you?
Bazinga.
How's Leonard doing?
He seems all right. Although he does spend a disturbing amount of time looking at photographs of you and smelling the pillow you slept on. Although now that I think of it, he asked me not to tell you that.
I'll pretend I didn't hear it.
I'd rather you pretend I didn't say it. I see you bought Mama Italia marinara spaghetti sauce.
Yep.
That's the sauce my mother uses. She likes cooking Italian because, according to her, that's what the Romans made Jesus eat.
Interesting. I'll have to have you over for spaghetti some night.
I'm hungry now.
Okay. Why don't you give me an hour and come over?
Will you cut up hot dogs into little chunks and mix them in with the sauce?
I don't have hot dogs.
That's all right, I do. Oh, you're in for what my mother calls a real Italian treat.
Hey, where you been?
I was talking with Penny.
What's wrong with you? You can't hang out with your roommate's ex. It's totally uncool.
It's fine. I don't care. I'm over it.
Yeah, he's over it. That's why he's been whining all day about trying to invent that memory wiper gizmo for Men in Black.
Is he making any progress? Because I'd like to erase Ben Affleck as Daredevil.
So would Ben Affleck.
The point is, in a situation like this, you gotta pick sides. You're either on Team Leonard or Team Penny.
Which one picks last? Usually I'm on the team that picks last. Unless there's a kid in a wheelchair.
Sheldon, I got you your tangerine chicken. I hope you're hungry.
Well, of course I'm hungry. As I have no plans to eat with any other team, I will consume my tangerine chicken with the appropriate gusto. Mm-mm-mm.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity, do we still have hot dogs?
I don't know. Why?
Just making dinner conversation. Go Team Leonard.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall. We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Oh, God, this is good.
Let me ask you a question. Do you believe you're going to go to hell for eating sweet and sour pork?
Jews don't have hell. We have acid reflux.
Do you want the last dumpling, Sheldon?
Certainly. Not like I have to moderate my food intake, because I'm planning on eating again very shortly. Mm-mm-mm.
So you guys want to do something tonight?
No, I can't. I gotta pick up my mom from her water aerobics class.
18 overweight women flapping their arm fat in the swimming pool. It's like the manatee tank at SeaWorld.
What about you, Raj?
Oh, there it is. Now that you don't have a girlfriend, you want to hang out with me again.
I never stopped hanging out with you.
Oh, please. We all know I'm the friend you call when you have no other options. If we were the Justice League, I'd be Aquaman.
I wish you were Aquaman. Then I could send you to scoop my mom out of the old lady tank.
Excuse me. I'm thirsty, so I'm going to go to the refrigerator and get myself a refreshing beverage.
You know what? I'll just spend the evening alone.
What? Sonny, I'm not good enough for you?
Ah! I do so love beverages. Now I think I'll take my after-dinner walk.
Since when do you take after-dinner walks?
Since when do you take walks?
I read a study online that walking after a meal not only aids in digestion, but increases serotonin. And you know me, there's one thing I like more than a refreshing beverage, it's serotonin. Bye-bye.
Hold on, I'll walk down with you.
Oh, well, that's not necessary. You can go first.
Or we could go together.
I can't think of a reason why not.
Let's go.
Hold on. Nope, no reason.
I've missed you.
All right, say hello to your mother for me.
Okay.
What?
You said you were going for a walk.
I didn't say outside.
So what, you're just going to walk up and down the stairs?
No, of course not. That would be odd and suspicious behavior.
Here, Pimples. Here, boy.
Which way are you going? Which way are you going?
I parked my scooter down the block.
I'm going the other way. Bye.
Bye. Actually, I'm this way.
Do I smell hot dogs?
No. I mean, I have no idea what you smell.
You definitely smell raw hot dog.
Perhaps you're getting a brain tumor.
All right. Have a nice walk.
Bye, Shell. Have a nice scoot.
You might want to stand back. I'm sitting on top of 13 horses here.
Doggy. Nice doggy. I bet you think you smell hot dogs. Look, a cat. Penny. 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 Here. I had to trade the others for my life.
Hey, Leonard?
Yeah?
I haven't had sex in a year.
Where are you going with this, Ross?
Don't flatter yourself, dude. I want to go out and meet a woman.
So go.
Well, I need a wingman. I don't want to come off like a lonely loser.
And you think my presence will help with that?
Well, I do. Next year, I look like a catch.
Not going out tonight, Raj.
All right. Would you mind if I went to your room and downloaded some Asian pornography?
Very much.
Doesn't have to be Asian.
Don't worry, you'll meet a girl someday.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will, and she'll be beautiful. And kind, and sexy, and funny, and everything you ever wanted in a woman.
You really think so?
I do. You'll fall hopelessly in love and give her your heart. She'll take it and grind it into pathetic little pieces.
We will have sex first, right?